We tend to be prone towards extremes.
我们很容易走极端。
Politically,
不管是在政治上,
diets,
在饮食上,
exercise,
在身体的锻炼上,
we go to one extreme or the other.
我们不是走这个极端, 就是走那个极端。
Last week, we began looking at the question, who am I?
上个星期, 我们来看说, 我是谁?
And we looked at the answer of the Judaizers.
我们看到了就是那个犹太主义者所说的,
they said, I am saved by my own righteousness.
他们说,
look at the list of good works I do.
你看我所做的这一切善事,
they said Christians have to obey the Jewish law and tradition.
基督徒必须要遵守犹太的律法。
This morning we're looking at a group of false teachers who went to the other extreme.
那我们今天看另外一群那个假教师, 他们走到另外一个极端。
They said the Judaizers are wrong.
他们说这个犹太律法主义者是错的。
We don't have to keep those Jewish traditions.
我们不需要遵守这个犹太的传统。
In fact,
而是,
we won't keep any law at all.
我们任何律法都不需要遵守。
We will claim to be Christians.
我们已经称自己是, 我们是基督徒。
But our life will not change.
但是我们的生命不需要改变。
They did not understand that when you meet Jesus, your life is changed forever.
他们不明白, 当你遇到耶稣的时候, 你的生命就永远改变了。
Now I'm spending time on these false teachers because their teachings are still popular today.
我为什么要花时间讲这些假教师的教训呢? 因为他们的教训到今天也很流行。
There are still teachers who follow the path of the Judaizers.
还有的有人就是跟从这个犹太律法主义者的道路。
Here's the list of good works you have to do.
这是一个你要做的善事好行为的清单。
And there are still those who say, as long as you profess to be a Christian, as long as you've been baptized, you can continue to live any way you want to.
还有的人就是说, 只要你说你是基督徒, 只要你受洗了, 你想怎么过生活, 就怎么过生活。
Last week I told you about the woman caught in adultery.
上个星期我们讲到了这个, 在行淫时被捉的女人。
The religious leaders brought her to Jesus and said, she deserves to be punished.
那些宗教领袖呢, 就把这个行淫的女人, 带到耶稣面前, 说, 她应该要被惩罚。
And I said, but Jesus saw someone. That he could transform into a new person.
但是主耶稣所看到的是一个可以被改变更新成一个新人的人。
But I want you to notice what Jesus did not say to this woman.
但是呢, 我想你看到主耶稣没有对这个女人说。
He didn't say,
他没有说,
Now that I have redeemed you,
我现在已经救赎了你。
You can continue to live your sinful life.
你可以继续过那种有罪的生活。
No.
主耶稣没有这样讲。
He said to this woman,
主耶稣对这个女人讲,
Go and from now on, sin no more.
他说去吧, 从此不要再犯罪了。
I've made you a new person and your whole life is going to be different.
我让你成为新造的人, 现在你的整个生命都会不同了。
Last week we looked at Zacchaeus.
上个星期我们也看了撒该。
All that people saw when they saw him was a dishonest tax collector.
大家看到的都是一个讹诈人的税吏。
But Jesus says to him, Today I am bringing salvation to your house.
但是主耶稣说, 今天救恩临到了这家。
But again, Jesus did not say,
主耶稣没有说,
Salvation has come to your house.
救恩临到了你家。
And now you can just keep cheating people.
你现在可以继续的欺诈人。
No.
没有。
Zacchaeus said, Whatever I have stolen, I'll restore four times.
撒该说, 我若讹诈了谁, 就还他四倍。
I am not who I was.
我不再是我从前的。
My life has been changed and everything is different.
我的生命被改变, 现在每样事情都不同了。
Last week we looked at the beginning of Philippians 3.
上个星期我们看到了腓立比书的。
Where Paul responds to the Judaizers and says, Our righteousness does not come from good works. It comes from faith in Christ alone.
保罗对那些犹太律法主义者说, 我们的律法不在于我们的善行, 而在于我们的信心。
This morning we're looking at the last part of Philippians 3.
今天我们看腓立比书的后半部分。
Where Paul responds to those who say, we're believers, but we're going to continue to live a sinful life.
保罗是对那些说，我们是信主的人，我们现在想还可以继续过的有罪的生活，这是保罗对他们的回应。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Paul says, brothers, join in imitating me.
保罗说弟兄们你们要一同效法我
Keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us
也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人
He says follow my example
保罗说你效法我的榜样
Don't let these false teachers mislead you
不要让那些假教师把你带偏了
And then he begins to describe the false teachers
然后保罗就开始描述那些假教师的行径
I told you last week thatPaul did not use very nice terms to describe the Judaizers.
上个星期我讲过，保罗描述那些犹太律法主义者的时候，他可没有用什么很好听的话。
He called them dogs.
他称他们为犬类。
Evil doers.
称他们是作恶的人。
Mutilators.
是他们那个妄自行割礼的。
He's not much nicer about these people either.
但是对这群人呢，保罗讲话也不好听。
Verse 18.
十八节他说
，For many.Of whom I have often told you and tell you now with tears.
因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
Walk as enemies of the cross of Christ.
我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们。
Their end is destruction.
他们的结局就是沉沦。
Their God is their belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹。
They glory in their shame.
他们以自己的羞耻为荣耀
with minds set on earthly things
专以地上的事为念
Paul says to these people you are enemies of the cross
保罗说这些人你们知道吗你们是十字架的仇敌
if you truly knew Christ your life would be changed
如果你真的认识耶稣你的生命是会不同
Nowhere in his preaching did Jesus ever call us to be Sunday Christians.
在主耶稣的这个传道中，他从来没有说过你们只要做主日基督就可以了。
People who come to church on Sunday,
星期天来到教会的人
but on Monday, their life is no different than the life of an unbeliever.
但是到了周一，他们的生活，他们的生命跟那个不信主的人没有任何区别。
Jesus said.
主耶稣说
If you are truly my disciple, your life will be changed 7 days a week.
如果你真的是我的门徒，那你的生命、你的生活七天都改变了。
At the end of the Sermon on the Mount,
在登山宝训讲完之后
Jesus is talking about people who have done a lot of good things.
主耶稣就是在对那些已经做了很多善事的人来讲。
In fact, some of them say, we've done miracles.
甚至有些人说我们都行神迹啊。
We've cast out demons.
我们赶鬼。
We've done impressive things.
我们做了真的是令人很印象深刻的事情。
And Jesus says,
主耶稣说
I will say to you,
我要对他们说
I never knew you.
我从来不认识你们。
Depart from me.
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
And here's the evidence that they did not know him.
他们不认识主的这个证据在于什么呢
You workers of lawlessness
主耶稣说他们是这个不法的人是作恶的人
Their sinful life is evidence that regardless of their good works they are not followers of Jesus
不管他们行了多少善事做了多少好行为但是他们有罪的生活表明他们不是主耶稣的门徒
If we truly know Jesus
如果我们真的认识耶稣
If we have truly come to faith in him
如果我们真的是在他里面有信心
Our life is changed.
我们的生命会被改变。
In Philippians 3, Paul gives three characteristics of these people that he calls enemies of the cross.
在腓立比书第三章，保罗给了这些十字架的仇敌三个描述。
He says their end, their goal, their destiny is destruction.
保罗讲到说他们的结局，他们的最终的命运就是沉沦。
Paul says, if we refuse to obey God, it leads only to destruction.
如果我们拒绝顺服神，那最后只是会导致你的沉沦，你的灭亡。
It doesn't matter if we've been baptized or if we belong to the church.
不在乎你是不是受过洗，你是不是属于一个教会。
If our life has not been changed, Jesus will say, I never knew you.
如果你的生命没有被改变，主耶稣会告诉你说我从来不认识你。
He says their God is their belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹。
Now he's really not talking here about a diet plan. Don't worry.
保罗在这里讲的不是一个一个节食一个饮食计划。
In the scripture, the belly represents our physical appetites, our desires.
在经文里边，这个肚腹表示我们的这个欲望，这个身体肉体的欲望。
And he says the enemies of the cross are controlled by their sinful appetites.
这个十字架的仇敌被他们有罪的欲望，被他们的私欲所掌控。
Their God is their belly.
他们的神就是他们的肚腹。
Their desires have become their God.
他们的愿望他们的私欲就成为他们的神
You see, do you want to know what your God is?
你想知道你的神是谁吗
Your God is whatever controls you.
什么东西控制了你那就是你的神
A God is not always a person or an idol.
这个神不一定总是一个人或者一个偶像
If alcohol controls you, alcohol is your God.
如果是那个酒精控制了你那这个酒精就 酒就是你的神。
If entertainment controls you, entertainment is your God.
如果娱乐控制了你，那这个娱乐就是你的神。
If the controlling force in your life is money, money is your God.
如果在你生命中的掌控力量是钱，那钱就是你的神。
Whatever determines the path of my life, that's my God.
决定我人生方向，我人生道路的那个就是我的神。
And for these people,
对这些人来讲
their sinful desires are their God.
他们有罪的，他们的私欲就是他们的神。
Because of that,
因为如此
continuing in verse 19, he says they glory in their shame.
在十九节，保罗说他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
Because they are controlled by their sinful desires.
因为他们被自己有罪的私欲所控制。
They glory. They boast in sins that should bring shame.
他们把那个本来应该带来羞耻羞辱的罪他们来作为荣耀他们来夸口。
And remember, these are people who claim to be believers.
你要记住这些人可是自称为基督徒的。
As Christians, we are called to live differently than the world around us.
作为基督徒，我们被呼召要跟我们周围的世界生活的不同。
We are called to live in a way that honors the name of Jesus.
我们被呼召要过的生活是尊荣主耶稣的圣名。
We are called to be disciples.
我们被呼召要成为门徒。
Disciples are not controlled by our sinful desires.
门徒不会被我们有罪的私欲所控制。
Disciples do not glory in sinful things.
门徒不会以这个有罪的东西，这个羞辱来夸耀。
But Paul tells us why this happens.
保罗告诉我们这一切为什么会发生呢?
He says the reason they cannot control their desires is their minds are set on earthly things.
保罗说他们之所以被这些东西所掌控是因为他们的思想他们的意念都在地上的事。
They don't see eternity.
他们看不到永恒。
They only see today.
他们就看到眼前看到今天。
And so their philosophy is eat, drink and be merry for tomorrow we may die.
所以他们的人生哲学就是吃喝快乐吧，因为明天就要死了。
Literature class, you may have read the novel The Plague.
如果你们是上过那个文学课，可能读过加缪的《鼠疫》。
As the plague grips the city,
当这个鼠疫临到一个城市的时候
，Camus says the people start to say, "Let's enjoy life because there's no tomorrow."
那些城里的人就说，让我们赶快享受吧，因为没有明天了。
Every night, the finest restaurants in the city are packed.
然后呢每一天晚上这个城中最豪华的最好的餐馆都是那个都是很满的人都是满的
Everybody buys the most expensive meals
大家都买这个最贵的餐食
Drink the finest wine
喝这个最贵的葡萄酒
Why?
为什么
Let's enjoy today because there's no tomorrow
让我们好好享受今天因为没有明天
And that's the mindset of these enemies of the cross
这就是那个十字架仇敌的他们的心态
If you say to them, "Who am I?"
如果你问他们我是谁
Their answer is,
他们的答案就是
I am a person who is controlled by today's desires.
我是被我今天的这个私欲，被我今天的心愿愿望所控制的。
My God is my belly.
我的神就是我的肚腹。
I do not live for eternity. I live for today.
我不为明天，不为永恒生活，我是为眼前生活。
Now Paul always follows bad news with good news.
但是呢保罗在坏消息之后总是给我们好消息
And so in verse 20
所以在二十节保罗
说 He says, we are not like these enemies of the cross.
保罗说我们却不像这些十字架的仇敌。
He starts with that word we saw last time.
他又开始以上次我们看到那个转折词。
But.
就是然而。
Now we're turning around.
现在我们又转过来。
Instead of being an enemy of the cross.
不再是十字架的仇敌。
But our citizenship is in heaven.
然而我们的国籍在天上，我们是天上的
国民。We are called as disciples.
我们被呼召成为门徒。
To move from focusing on this world.
把我们的目光从今生。
To realize we are citizens of heaven.
意识到我们是天上的国民。
Now I have to give you another history lesson.
我要给大家另外一个简短的历史课。
Most people who lived in the Roman Empire were not Roman citizens.
住在罗马帝国的绝大多数人，他们不是罗马的公民。
It wasn't like the U.S. where if you're born here, you're a citizen.
不像在美国，你只要在这儿出生，你就是美国公民。
Most people in the Roman Empire lived under the control of Rome, but they had few civil rights.
在罗马的帝国里边，大多数人呢，他们是有。住在罗马帝国却很少有民权，没有公民权。
But Paul is writing to people who live in Philippi, and that's a very special city.
保罗写信呢，这个腓立比书写给住在腓立比的基督徒，那个城市是很特别的。
Caesar a few decades before Jesus was born.
在主耶稣出生前几十年，那个
The Roman Caesar decided he wanted a professional army of long-time career soldiers.
那个凯撒决定说他要建立一支职业军队，那这些军人呢都是职业军人，可以做服役很久。
And so as a way to recruit people who would spend their whole career in the army,
他为了招募军人，
he establishedthe city of Philippi.
他就建立了腓立比城。
And he said, if you spend so many years in the army,
如果你在军队里服役这么多年，
when you retire,
当你退休的时候，
you can settle in Philippi,
你就可以住在腓立比。
I'll exempt you from all your taxes,
你不需要交任何税。
And you'll have special citizenship rights.
你会有特别的公民权益。
And so people in Philippi were very proud of their citizenship.
所以住在腓立比的人呢，非常以他们的公民权为荣。
They were honored.
他们是很觉得自己是很有尊严的，很有尊荣的。
He writes to these people and he says, "Yes, I know you're proud of your citizenship in Rome."
对腓立比的基督徒说，我知道你们以自己是以这个罗马的公民权为荣。
But being a citizen of heaven is even a greater honor.
但是呢，是天上的这个公民，天上的国民是有更大的尊荣。
Never forget your true home.
不要忘记你真正的家乡。
Never forget you belong as a citizen of heaven.
永远不要忘记你是属于天上的，你是天上的公民。
And he gives us some characteristics of these citizens of heaven.
他给了这些天上的公民的特征。
Verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven.
他说我们却是天上的国民。
And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降
临。Who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body.
他要按着那叫万有归服自己的大能。
By the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself.
将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Paul says, citizens of heaven are waiting for the return of our Savior.
他说天上的公民在等着我们救主的降临。
He's going to return in glory.
神主耶稣会在荣耀中降临。
I read about when the emperor visited one of the Roman colonies.
当罗马的皇帝去访问一个罗马的殖民地的时候。
The historian said that for weeks before he arrived, the people were getting ready.
历史学家说，在皇帝到来之前的几个星期，这整个城市都预备好了。
Cleaning the streets, repainting the buildings.
打扫街道，重新油漆这个建筑物。
Getting ready to welcome Caesar.
准备好要欢迎凯撒的到来。
On the day he was to arrive, the entire city was lined along the streets waiting.
当他来的时候呢，这整个城市的人口都聚在街上，夹道欢迎。保罗说。
Paul says, citizens of heaven
天上的国民
are waiting with excitement to welcome our king.
在带着一种兴奋在欢迎我们天上的王的到来。
Now, if your mind is set on earthly things,
如果你的 心思都在这个地上的事情。
You really have no interest in Jesus' return.
你对主耶稣的再来可能也没什么
兴趣。You're just living for today.
你就为今天而活。
But Paul says Christians
但是保罗说基督徒
are excited to wait for the day when their king returns.
在非常兴奋的在带着一种兴奋的心情等待我们的君王降临。
And if we are really waiting for him to return,
如果我们真的是在等待他的降临，
it will change how we live our daily life.
那会改变我们如何过我们每日的生活。
Last week, I read a book about the 60s. 1960s.
然后我上个星期读了一本书，是在讲美国1960年那个时代的。
Told about a restaurant owner in Georgia.
他就讲到，在佐治亚州的一个餐馆的老板。
He claimed to be a Christian.
他宣称自己是基督徒。
And when you walked into the restaurant,
但是当你走到那个餐馆的时
候，there was a sign on the wall.
在那个餐馆的外边呢，有个标志。
That said, Jesus is coming again.
上面写的主耶稣会再来。
But right under that sign was another sign.
但是在那个标志之下边呢，又有另外一个标志，上面写的。
Because this was the 1960s.
你要记住，那是六十年代。
And the restaurant owner was a racist.
这个餐馆的老板呢，他是个种族主义者。
So there's the sign, Jesus is coming again.
他又写说耶稣会再来。
And under it is a sign that says blacks not welcome.
然后在下边就写了一个，这个黑人不欢迎黑人。
And a visitor to the restaurant said, "Sir."
有一个那个来的人就说，先生啊。
If you really believed the first sign,
如果你真的相信你第一个标志的话，
you would take the second sign down.
你会把第二个给取下来。
If you were truly expecting Jesus to return, you would love other people the way Jesus commanded.
如果你真的在等待耶稣的降临，你就会按主耶稣所命令的去爱人。
And that's true for us.
那对我们也是同样的，也是真实的。
If we are not faithful in our marriage,
如果我们在我们的婚姻中不忠，
if we cheat on our taxes,
如果我们偷税，
if we operate our business dishonestly,
如果我们做生意不诚实，
it's because we do not truly expect Jesus to return.
因为我们没有真正在期待主耶稣的降临。
Because if we are a citizen of heaven,
如果我们是天上的公民，
if we are expecting him to return,
如果我们在等待他的降临，
our daily behavior will be the behavior we want when he comes back.
我们的每日的行为就应该是我们想到他今天会来的那种行为。
Citizens of heaven are waiting for the return of their Savior.
天上的国民在等待他们救主的降临。
Then Paul says, citizens of heaven are waiting or preparing for their resurrection body.
然后天上的国民也在等待他们身体的复活。
We are waiting for Christ to come.
我们在等待主耶稣基督的降临。
Who will transform our lowly body, these bodies, to be like his glorious body.
会把我们卑贱的身体改变成他的形状。
There were people in the first century,
在第一世纪，
Christians,
那时候的基督徒，
who said,Our sinful behavior doesn't matter.
有的当时的有的人就说，我们的这个犯罪，我们的犯罪的行为没关系。
Because we're going to die.
因为我们会死嘛。
Our body will be destroyed.
我们的身体就没有了。
And so whatever we did with that body won't matter.
所以我们在这个身体内做的，活的时候做的任何事都没关系。
First Corinthians 15, Paul answered that.
在哥林多前书十五章，保罗回应了这个。
He says our behavior here does matter.
我们在这里的行为是有重要的。
Because our body is going to be resurrected.
因为我们的身体会复活。
And this body is the seed, the promise of that glorious eternal body.
因为我们现今的身体就是未来的那个荣耀的身体的种子。
And so he says.You are living in a way to get ready for that body.
所以呢，你要活的这种方式是让你自己预备好得到那个复活的身体。
For all of you computer people,
对我们这些很会电脑的
人 he is saying,
他对你说
this body is version 1.0,
你的现在的身体就是第一版的。
But we are waiting for the glorious 2.0,
我们在等待那个荣耀的那个 2.0 版的身体。
The version that has hair.
然后呢那个版本呢，每个人都很年轻，有头发。
I'm looking forward to that.
我在期待那一天。
But while we wait,
在我们等待的时候
Paul says,
保罗说
We must discipline ourselves to live obedient, godly lives.
我们要训练我们的身体训练我们自己过一个顺服的生活
Because we are getting ready for a resurrection body.
因为我们在预备好要得到那个荣耀的身体
Now we have to be honest.
我们要坦白地讲
Temptation is appealing.
试探引诱真的是很有吸引力。
My friend William Snyder defines temptation this way.
我有一个朋友斯奈德，他就说，他这样定义。
Temptation is when the bad looks better than the good.
他说什么是试探呢？就是那个不好的东西看着比那个好的东西更有吸引力。
When doing wrong looks more appealing than doing good.
做错事比做正确的事看着更有吸引力。
Sister Lay told me an acronym.
有人告诉我一个像藏头狮子一样
的 For sin
他说罪 S-I-N
S-I-N Sure is nice
就是真的是很好罪就是
That's temptation
那就是试探
Because for every believer
因为对每一个基督徒来讲
There are days
有那个时刻有那一天
When the bad The temptation looks more appealing Than the good Than obedience
就是那个坏那个糟糕那个不好的试探看上去比顺服看上去更有吸引力
There are days when our emotion and our body shout out This sin sure is nice
有的时候我们的身体我们的情绪会对我们说这个罪啊真的是很好
But Paul says
但是保罗说
Remember
记得
You're a citizen of heaven.
你是天上的国民。
Remember, a day is coming when you will have a glorious resurrected body.
记住，有一天你会有个荣耀的复活的身体。
And you are disciplining yourself today.
你今天在就是训练你的身体。
To get ready for that day.
是为了那一天来预备。
Paul often talks about the Christian life in terms of athletics.
保罗经常用这个运动员的语言来描述基督徒的生活。
He wrote to the Corinthians.
他对哥林多的基督徒说
Run in such a way that you will receive a prize for finishing the race.
他说你要是好像赛跑的你要为了得那个奖赏而赛跑。
And then he says, I discipline my body.
他说我攻克己身。
And keep it under control.
叫身服我。
Lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
He says, "I want to finish the race."
我想要完成这个赛程。
You see, imagine an Olympic runner who spends years in training.
你想象一个要参加奥运会的运动员，跑步的运动员。
Everything else is secondary to preparing for that race.
因为要参加这个奥运会，所有的事情都是第二位的。
He doesn't go to late night parties because he has regular sleep patterns.
他不会去那个很晚的这个就是那个派对，因为他有一个睡觉的一个程序。
He's up early every morning exercising.
每天早晨要早起去锻炼。
At the buffet, he fills up on salad and protein.
就吃那自助餐的时候，他只吃沙拉跟蛋白质。
And he skips all those wonderful carbohydrates and cakes and sweets.
他就跳过那种很美味的那个蛋点心呐、蛋糕之类的。
Why?
为什么？
He wants to win the race.
因为他想要赢得这个奥林匹克的竞赛。
Paul says.
保罗说。
I want to win the race.
我也想赢这个竞
赛。I want to finish.
我想要完成。
I want to be transformed into the glorious resurrection body.
我想要被更新改变成这个荣耀的复活的身体。
But then he says something very, very important.
然后保罗接着就讲了非常重要的事情。
Because he says we are trusting in the power of Jesus.
我们所信靠的是主耶稣基督的大能。
You see, the Judaizers gloried in their self-righteousness.
这个犹太律法主义者，他们以自己的自义来夸口。
The enemies of the cross glory in their shameful behaviors.
这个十字架的仇敌以他们羞耻的行为来荣耀。
But Paul says citizens of heaven glory in the resurrection power of Jesus.
但是保罗说，就是天上的国民以主耶稣复活的大能来荣耀。
He says Jesus is going to transform us to be like His glorious body.
主耶稣会把我们改变成他荣耀的复活的身体。
by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself.
就是靠着那叫万有归服主耶稣自己的大能来改变我们。
The power that raised Jesus from the dead.
把主耶稣从让他从死里复活的大能。
The power that gives him authority over all things.
让主耶稣掌管一切的权柄的大能。
Is the power that will transform our earthly bodies into a glorious resurrection body.
也是把我们这个属地的这样一个身体改变成荣耀的。这样复活的身体的大能。
And that is the power.
那种大能，那种能力。
That enables you and me to live godly lives in this world.
就让我们，你和我可以在今世，在这个世界过一个敬虔的生活。
This is so important to understand.
这个了解这一点太重要了。
We do not change ourselves.
我们没法改变自己。
He changes us.
他改变我们。
It's not our willpower.
不是我们的意志力
It's his resurrection power.
是他这个复活的大能
And so that's what this is what this means for us.
这对我们意味的就是
When you feel the Christian life is too hard.
当你觉得这个基督徒的生活太难了
Remember.
记住
You are not living a Christian life in your own strength.
你不是靠着你自己的能力来过基督徒的生活
You are living in the power of the one who was crucified.
你是靠着那位被钉十字架
and then rose from the dead.
从死里复活的
When you feel weak in the face of temptation,
当你面对试探感觉很软弱的时候
Remember,
记住
His power is greater than any temptation you face.
他的大能胜过一切你所面临的试探和诱惑
And His power is available to every believer.
他的大能是给每一位相信的人的
In His power,
靠着他的能力
Not ours,
不是我们自己的
but in his power, you and I can live the life God calls us to live.
靠着他的大能你和我能过神呼召我们要过的生活
You see, remember those two people I started with.
你记得刚开始我所讲的那两个人
Jesus says to the woman caught in adultery,
主耶稣对那个行淫时被捉的女人
Go and leave your life of sin.
去吧从此以后不要再犯罪
That wasn't easy.
那个对这个女人来讲并不容易。
You see, in that world, she probably had no other financial resources.
你知道，在那个时代，这个女的可能她没有别的经济来源。
It's not easy to make a new start.
重新开始生活并不容易。
Zacchaeus says, "I'll repay four times what I've stolen."
保罗撒该说，我所讹诈的税我就还四倍。
But he's no millionaire.
他可不是百万富翁。
He's been stealing the money and living off of it.
他靠着那个偷的钱呢来生活。
It's going to be hard to repay four times.
你知道要偿还四倍，那个可是挺难的事情。
Go and sin no more sounds easy.
你说从此不要再犯罪了，听起来很容易。
But it's not easy to change our way of life.
但是改变我们的生活方式可是不
容易。We've established patterns of sin.
我们已经建立了一个那种罪的生活的方式。
We've lived under the control of our anger so long.
我们在被我们的怒气控制有这么久
The anger is just our default response to frustration.
当你一旦感觉到就是不高兴或者灰心丧气的时候，你的自然反应就是生气。
We've indulged our lust so often that sin is a deeply ingrained habit in us.
然后我们常常就是放纵自己的私欲，罪已经深深地扎根于我们里边。
We've lied so frequently that a lie is easier than the truth.
然后经常的撒谎，所以张口就是谎话，比说真话要容易得多。
Change is hard.
改变是艰难的。
But let me remind you.
但是让我再次提醒大家。
That the gospel is much, much greater than quit sinning.
然后大能真的是这个福音的大能远远胜过那些罪。
That's not actually good news.
那个也不是。福音的大能远远胜过就说哦，你不要再犯罪了这有时候不一定是好消息
Because we can't do it
因为我们做不到
But here is the good news of the gospel
但是福音的好消息就是
Jesus has changed you through his resurrection power
主耶稣靠着他复活的大能已经改变了你
And through his power
靠着他的大能
You can live a new life
我们过一个新生活
The woman caught in adultery could go and sin no more because Jesus had made her a new person.
那个平阴时被抓的女人，她能够就是去从此不再犯罪，是因为主耶稣使她成为新造的人。
Zacchaeus could face a difficult future because salvation had come to his house.
撒该可以面对一个艰难的未来，是因为救恩已经临到了他家。
And you can live a new life.
你可以过一个新生活。
Because the one who has power over all things is living in you.
因为那对一切掌管一切能叫万有归服自己大能的主耶稣住在你里边。
That's the gospel.
那就是福音。
Last week I talked to those of us who are tempted to rely on our own good works.
上个星期呢，我是对那些倾向于依靠自己能力的人来讲。
And I said our self-righteousness is rubbish.
我就说了我们的自义就是垃圾。
You must put your faith in the cross of Christ.
你必须把你的信心放在被钉十字架的耶稣身上。
This morning I'm talking to those of us who are tempted to allow our sinful habits to control us.
今天我对那些要被继续的那继续被你的有罪的这个习惯来掌控的人来讲。
And I say you must not surrender to the power of sin.
你必不能屈服于那个罪的权势。
If you are a believer, you are not controlled by your sinful desires.
如果你是相信的人，你不再被你有罪的这个私欲所掌控。
You are a citizen of heaven.
你是天上的国民。
And through the resurrection power of Jesus, you can live a life of obedience to God.
靠着主耶稣复活的大能，你可以对神过着一个顺服的生活。
The greatest theologian in church history was Augustine.
在教会历史上伟大的神学家就是那个奥古斯丁。
A North African from the 4th century.
他是公元四世纪从北非的。
One of the most brilliant minds in history.
这是人类历史上一个最聪明的头脑。
He grew up in a home. His mother, Monica, was a devout Christian.
他的妈妈呢是一个很虔诚，莫妮卡是很虔诚的基督徒。
But as a teenager,
但是他青少年的时候
，Augustine realized he was much, much smarter than his mother.
那个奥古斯丁觉得他可比他妈妈聪明多了。
And he decided that Christianity was a simple religion for simple minds.
他就觉得这个基督教呢，就是给那种头脑简单的人的一个简单的宗教。
He left home to study Greek philosophy.
他就离开家去学习希腊哲学。
He took a mistress.
然后呢，他也找了一位情妇。
Fathered at least one child out of wedlock.
至少是有一位私生子。
Lived a very sensuous life.
过一个放纵肉体非常那个纵欲的生活。
But after 13 years of studying philosophy,
但是他这个研究这个哲学13年之后，
he came to realize that the Bible had more answers than the Greek philosophers.
他觉得圣经上比这个希腊哲学有更多的答案。
But he was torn.
但是他好像里边是撕裂的。
In his mind, he said, I knew that God's word was true.
他说在我的思想中，在我的头脑中，我知道神的话语是真的。
But I was captive to my sins.
但是我被我的罪所俘虏。
He said I was drawn towards God.
他说我一方面被神吸引。
But my sinful habits dragged me away from.
但是我的那个有罪的这个习惯把我又拽回来。
But one day,
有一天。
Frustrated by this conflict between what he knows in his head and what his desires demand.
在他里边的这种冲突，一方面头脑中知道，一方面肉体又摆脱不了。
Augustine picks up a copy of Romans.
然后呢，这个奥古斯丁就拿出来罗马书的一卷。
And he opens it and he reads these words.
然后他打开就读到这些话。
Let us walk properly as in the daytime.
让我们白昼which verse, please?
Romans 13.
在罗马书十三章，他说白昼以。
Verse 13.Let us walk properly as in the daytime.
他说黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们
not in rioting and drunkenness.
我们就当脱去暧昧的行为。
Not in sexual immorality and sensuality.
不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡。
Not in quarreling and jealousy.
不可竞争嫉妒。
Instead,
而是
put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
披戴主耶稣基督。
And make no provision for the flesh.
不要为肉体安排
To satisfy its desire.
去放纵私欲
Augustine said.
奥古斯丁说
Suddenly the light flooded my heart, and all doubt fled away.
突然之间这个光就照到了我的心里，好像像洪水一样冲到我的心里，所有的疑惑都离开了。
He saw that by putting on the Lord Jesus Christ,
他就看到说要披戴主耶稣基督。
By trusting in the resurrection power of Jesus,
信靠主耶稣复活的大能。
He could live a new life.
他可以过一个新生活。
He could be free from the power.Of his sinful desires.
他可以从他有罪的这个私欲里边得释放，得解放。
In the words of a hymn, my chains fell off.
就像我们所唱的那个诗歌里边说，我的锁链得脱。
My soul was free.
我的灵魂自由。
And Augustine went from being a prisoner who was captive to sin.
奥古斯丁从一个罪的奴隶、罪的囚犯
，to freedom.
从进到自由里边
，as a citizen of heaven，
成为天堂自由的国民。
Who am I？
我是谁
？This morning，
今天早晨
，if you struggle to overcome the grip of sinful habits，
如果你在想要挣脱罪的捆绑
，whether it's the things that we think of as terrible, terrible sins，
或者是我们觉得是很糟糕、很可怕的罪。
Or whether it's those good sins that go to church.
或者是那种好像去教会的人犯的那些还比较好的罪。
Anger and unforgiveness.
生气或者是不饶恕。
If you are in the grip of sin.
如果你在罪的掌控之下，罪的捆绑辖制之下。
Paul and Augustine.
我想你跟保罗和奥古斯丁同都能那样说。
I'm a citizen of heaven.
我是天上的国民。
And from today on.
从今天开始。
I will live in the power of Jesus Christ.
我要靠着主耶稣基督的大能来生活。
Not my power.
不是我自己的能力。
But his.
而是他的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, you have called us to be your children.
亲爱的主，你呼召我们成为你的孩子。
You have called us to be citizens of heaven.
你呼召我们成为天上的国民。
But so many times sin has wrapped itself around all the different parts of our lives.
但是很多时候罪在我们身体的每个地方每个层面这样缠绕着我们。
And we cannot, we don't have the power to free ourselves.
我们没有能力让自己得释放得自由。
But Lord, you have promised.
但是主啊你应许我们。
That through your power.
靠着你的大能。
We can live lives that are new.
我们可以过一个新生活。
We can live as citizens of heaven.
我们可以像天上的国民那样来生活。
And so this morning, I pray for each of us who are here.
主啊，今天早晨我为在这里的每一位祷告。
For every believer here who is struggling with areas of temptation.
对我们每一个人在我们受试探的那方面。
Would you help each of us to trust in your power?
帮助我们每一个人真的信靠你的大能。
To trust in your strength.
信靠你的能力，你的力量。
To live as a citizen of heaven.
就像天上的国民那样来生活。
Day by day in victory and in obedience to you.
每一天过着一个得胜的顺服的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.